Guten Erev Shabbos, Vayakel Bekude Chazak, Shabbos, Erev Reish Chodesh, and Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. Now, I will not be here this Shabbos, so even if you listen to the shir, and you go to the substitute who's saying shir instead of me, Shabbos morning, you're going to hear an amazing shir, not this. So you have a chance to have two shirim this Shabbos. If you're in the Gra, after davening, Yeshua Epstein will be giving a share. So I'm going away for Shabbos. Mirt Hashem. So this is the share instead. Okay. We're going to learn today something we've learned before a couple years ago from Rav Tzadik, and we will add Be'ezet Hashem from the Shem Yishmuel. The Haftarah speaks twice, in the middle of the Haftarah, how there is a door in the Beis HaMikdash, by Yishlishi, which is closed all week, and open on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And there is bowing, which Kla Yisrael, the Amal Aretz in Tanakh, is not offensive referring to the Amal Aretz or Mishnayis, the unlearned ignoramuses. Amal Aretz means the regular people. They will be bowing down by this door, the Shar HaMizrach, every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, which will be open specially then. We also learned already at the end of Sefer Yeshaya, every Shabbos, will be an aliyah l'regel. And that's why in this Haftarah, today's Haftarah, we'll be learning that the door, which is normally closed all week, will be opening every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because there's going to be a special, like an aliyah l'regel, every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. We've learned before, Rav Kahana, in the Sefer, Pesiktas Rav Kahana, right, beginning of the Sefer in Ois Gimel, Rav Kahana, Darshans, that Kla Yisrael in the future will be coming on clouds, even if they live at the other end of the world, wherever they'll be living, they're going to be coming on clouds, the Darshans of Pasuk, they'll be coming on clouds to the Beis HaMikdash, every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, and they'll be diving over there. He brings different proofs, different sources, Ad Kedei Kach, Zok Rav Kahana, and Sikud Rav Kahana, that when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, they'll be coming twice. They'll be coming once for Shabbos and once for Rosh Chodesh. The cows will bring them back home to have the suda, go back again. So you want to understand a little bit, how come nowadays, in time of Bayis Rishon, time of Bayis Sheni, there's only a mitzvah three times a year, and in the future, there'll be a mitzvah every single day. So again, we're going to learn from the Sefer Pitzadik in the end of Sefer Shemois, and Shem Yishmuel, and Parshas Va'era, Tof Resh Ayin Beis. Based on both of these together. So, a little bit from Tzadik first, and again, this we've shared this a little bit before. How come nowadays, again, I say nowadays means until Beis HaMikdash comes, until the third Bayis, in time of the first, but the Tumbat HaMikdashes, time of the Mishkan, why was there no Chiyuv to go up every Chodesh and Shabbos? We do know that big Tzadikim did go up, like we find Isha Shunamis, when she was traveling, after her son died, her husband, who knew what kind of a special wife he had, said, why are you going today to visit Elisha? It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Which means Shabbos and Chodesh was a time when people would look for the Beis HaMikdash, look for the Rebbe, look for a big Aliyah. But why was there no real Chiyuv? Chiyuv was only three times a year. So Rav Tzadik says that the Medrash Tanchuma says, really Shmini Atzeres should have been 50 days after Sukkot, like Atzeres of Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. That's really how it should have been, says the Tanchum at the end of Pinchas. The Rabbani Shalom had Rachmanis because of the winter. It's so difficult, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Klal Yisrael to squeeze Atzeres together. That's why it's called Shmini Atzeres. They put the Atzeres on the eighth day, even though it's a Chag L'Atzmai for Rashi Teva's Pazer Kasha, like the Gemara says in a few places. So, Hashem doesn't want to make things too difficult for us. To go every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, that's very, very difficult. So Hashem wasn't Mechayvus. Look at Tzadik. Lo Asad Lavoi, when we have the cloud system taking us, just like by the time he teaches the Shrine, we had a special, special thing. Tag Mason says in Parshas Yisroi, on the Pasuk of S.S. Chal Kafi Nisharim, that by night of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael were brought to Yerushalayim, Gita Karim Pesach in Yerushalayim, through Anani HaKavod. Why did they not just stay? Is a nice topic on its own, but it's not for today. So they were brought back, but by clouds, were brought there by clouds. Lots of love, we're going to be getting this cloud system every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. It won't be difficult, even if it's winter. There'll be maybe a heating system. It'll be closed. Don't worry about umbrellas. It will work out. What about the sugya of tchumin? Lamala, how are you allowed to go out of the tchum? So the paiskim on the mefarshim, excuse me, on the psikta, do speak about two of them, bring up and discuss this. The Shem Shmuel has another mahalach. Why? Until Mashiach comes, we are not oyle regal except by the three regalim. And he says, to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be clean. You have to be pure of heart to go lira'ois lefnei Hashem. Well, Pesach, when Klal Yisrael experience going from Memtes Shari Toma, and Hashem helps us get out of that, and it wasn't just a one-time thing. Every year, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us have our own personal Yitzias Mitzrayim, from our Meitzarim, from our confinement. Hashem helps us get out every year, get our Yitzahara. So you're able to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to be scared to walk in. Otherwise, you have to be ashamed. You can't just walk into the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be prepared. Every Shavuos, well, we have it's the pinnacle of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Shavuos. Plus, Matan Torah, we rezechet to bring some Midrashim, we rezechet to Akapara. So you're able to go along and walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So to Sukkot, after you just went through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, you mean like to Chapkeni, you could walk into the Beis HaMikdash. But during the year, you don't just pop into the Beis HaMikdash. Even every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, he brings, the Gemara says in Erechin, why is Hallel not recited every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud says, Shabbos, even though there's Isra Malacha, excuse me, but there is not called a Mayid. Shabbos is not called a Mayid. Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara, even though it's called a Mayid, but it is not, there's no Isra Malacha. And the Shem Shmuel is Masber. What is this about? Shabbos is Me'ed Olam Haba. To get into Olam Haba, you have to be very, very pure of heart. Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis that why did Hashem create Olam Haba with a Yud? The letter Yud, Hey was for Olam Haba, the Yud for Olam Haba, because the Yud is a small, tiny letter, and very, very few tzaddikim make it into Olam Haba. To make it in, you have to be very, very high Madrega. So Shabbos is Me'ed Olam Haba. To really, really experience Shabbos, you have to put a lot of work in. You have to be zeicher to it. Misha tarach be'er Shabbos, yoicha b'Shabbos. If you don't really prepare and work for Olam Haba, you will not have any real Olam Haba. Shabbos Kodesh is only for those. Real Shabbos Kodesh is according to your Madrega. Every tzaddik in Olam Haba has their own mother, their own place, because everybody, based on his work, that's what he's going to be experiencing. So Shabbos isn't called a Mayid. What does that mean? Shabbos is not called a Mayid. That's why we don't say Hallel. Mayid is a lashon of Yitzvadus, gathering. Gathering means every Yom Tov is a Mayid. Even Rosh Chodesh is a Mayid. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. Mayadim means that you're able to get in there with everybody else. I was at a wedding last night. We're in a hall, and you have to have that new green passport to get inside. Tav Yarok it's called. And if you didn't have it, then the shomer wouldn't let you in, unless if there was like a crowd pushing through, then you could get in somehow. You get in, you could be the chabana of the Ketores, get in. So that's money, but Shabbos, you're judged on your own merit, if you deserve Shabbos. And therefore, until Mashiach comes, says the Shem Shmuel, no one's going to Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Only the Kehanim will need to be there. You don't just walk into Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You have to be in a big madrega. Reish Chodesh, even though is a money, even though everybody is able to mooch off each other, Kedusha, and just collectively be considered good. However, what does the Gemara say? Why is there no Hallel? The Gemara says because there's no Isra Malacha. Explains the Shem Shmuel. You know why the moon was complaining by the beginning of the world? The moon was complaining. He wants to be like the sun. You know what he was complaining about? The moon knew that he has to get his light from the sun, says the Shem Shmuel. Just if you were taking the sky, if you put in the sky a gigantic mirror in the sky, right next to the sun, you would look up in the Shemayim. Would you know which is the Shemesh and which is the reflection, which is the mirror of the Shemesh? You wouldn't know. So if something is really a mirror, a pure mirror, if the moon would be a mirror, we would have the same light as the sun. The moon wanted to be pure, polished, perfect, and reflect all the light of the sun and be therefore just as bright as the sun. However, when he complained, Hashem said, yeah, I'm going to make it even less bright. Every Shevet, every month, says the Shem Shmuel, and the Shvatim are keneged the Chadashim, every month, every Shevet is supposed to bring light to all the other Shvatim, and they're able to bring a Kar Musaf for all of Klal Yisrael. But everybody's still too involved in Olam Hazeh, so the moon today doesn't look as bright as the sun. So even though it's a Mayid and there's a collective Koyach, but everybody's too busy, there's no Isra Malach, everyone's busy with Olam Hazeh, no Lachas of Olam Hazeh. And therefore, you can't just walk into the Beis HaMikdash every Rosh Chodesh or every Shabbos. But Lasid Lavoi, says Hashem Yishmuel, when we know the Arha Levana is going to be like Aracham, like I say, and the Kiddush Levana from Zechariah, I think, we're going to be on a big Madrega. Everyone's going to be polished. Everyone's going to be bright. Everyone's going to be shiny. Everyone's going to be a perfect mirror. And we're going to be, everyone's going to be able to give over from their Kedusha and from their Ar to each other. So we're going to be a man of a high Madrega. We're going to have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. And maybe we'll say Halal Shalom then. I don't know. Let's get back to to Rabbi Tzaddik. And we'll finish with this. So Rabbi Tzaddik says, La'asid lavai. The doors are going to open all over the world at every Yom Tov. All over the world, every Yom Tov. Even if you don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be feeling the Kedusha. And you know what, says Rabbi Tzaddik? You're going to feel it all over Eretz Yisrael all year round. The Kedusha of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So the Navi doesn't even make an asik about the Aliyah L'Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot of the future. Even though today's Haftarah speaks in the beginning of Haftarah about Pesach, and it speaks about Sukkot in the Haftarah itself. And still, when it gets Aliyah L'Regel, it forgets about Pesach and Sukkot and only focuses on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because that's going to be the big Chiddush. The big Chiddush is going to be the Ischachus. The Ischachus, which will keep happening every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, Klai Yisrael in the future are going to have continuous Kedusha, continuous Madregas of Pesach, Shabbos, and Sukkot all year round, nonstop. But every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, there'll be a Yischachus. Why do we say this? First of all, the Levana symbolizes Yischachus. Look, to keep being a new Madrega for Klai Yisrael every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos. He said, how could Shabbos be called Shabbos Kala if you got married 25 years ago or 26 years ago? It has to be, if Shabbos is being called Kala, it means every Shabbos, it's a new Kala, a new relationship. So the Pasuk says, in the Pasuk in Yeshayah, it says, Yoveh kol baso lishtachav eslefonai. Meaning, the goof of the person is going to have Yischachus. There'll be Yischachus all year round, will be in Madrega, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So there's no big mention of them of being Oil Regal Dafka then. But Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, when there'll be constantly be Yischachus, even Lasa Lavoi, Michael Chayel, they'll be staggering and growing in every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, that will be the Chiddush. We're going to come again to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have that new Ischachus to go show up to the Beis HaMikdash with that feeling of renewal, of rebirth. So every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Tzaddikim, already nowadays, feel Ischachus, and that's why the story of Isha Shonamis, he says, why are you going? I know that every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, you go to Makabel, the Panim of Elisha, but why are you doing it today? But the Haftarah speaks about the future. That door will be open on Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh will be open. Because there's going to be a door which will be opening with the of new Ar. Ar Chodesh Al Siyoim. Ta'ir will be a new Ar coming to Klai Yisrael, which Hashem Yisbarach will be giving to Klai Yisrael, who Klai Yisrael always is symbolized by the moon. And when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, whoa, then we'll be even going twice like we said before. And therefore, my Rabbi said, this Shabbos, when we have Shabbos, and we have Parshas HaChodesh together, and Shabbos Chazak, wow, what an opportunity for Ischachus, for growth, for starting again, for building ourselves, for leaving our dirty past behind, like it says in Yisayid HaShuv for many years, and just focusing on the future for a bit, and growing from that, and looking forward and seeing our potential. Shem should help us. We should be Zoycha Dav Yachidush, Nav Chazak, and be Zoycha to Geula, Vemeher V'yameinu, V'nissen Nigalu, V'nissen Asidin Ligoel, V'volus Yon Goel, Good Shabbos, and a good Chodesh.